Jan Heda carries out for the Blue Jackets. Sends it ahead to Nash. Right wing through center ice. Cuts over the Hawk line. Lost in the high slot. Batted away by Ladd. Now Versteeg's got a breakaway with a chance to win. Over the Blue Jacket line. Down the slot. He shoots. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! They win a marathon game here in Columbus. Chris Versteeg on a breakaway. Finally beats Mason. And the Blackhawks win this hockey game 1-0.
Chris Versteeg becomes just the second rookie in NHL history to score the only goal of an overtime game. John Wideman, the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as the Blackhawks nipped Columbus. Every point counts in a playoff race, and the Blue Jackets got one in the OT loss. Same two teams met again 3 days later, and Rick Nash guaranteed Columbus another point with his late goal.
Here's Manny Mehotra. He goes solo. Now here's Chimera joining the play. He is going to try to curl in off that right corner. Comes loose off in front for Manny Mehotra. And Mehotra beaten on the play by Seabrook. Again, it rolls off. No look feed right off front. They score! Jackets tied up. It's going to be Rick Nash. Count the cash.
George Matthews on the Blue Jackets radio network as Columbus would go on to win in a shootout. But it was Nash's goal that claimed the necessary point for the Jackets to clinch their first ever playoff berth, prompting head coach Ken Hitchcock to say,
"That's the biggest goal in the history of the franchise, and it's scored by your captain, by your best player, at a most opportune time. It's fitting for his legacy for this franchise."
Columbus had gone 7 seasons without a postseason berth, the second longest drought from the start of a franchise. Washington missed the playoffs in its first 8 seasons, but the Blue Jackets wouldn't mind repeating history. Once the Caps got in, they made the playoffs for 14 straight seasons. Detroit and Minnesota seem destined for overtime, but the Red Wings have a go-to guy.
1 minute to go in regulation. Here come the Wings on a 3-on-2. Holmstrom over the line to Hossa. Fire the puck! Scores! Marian Hossa snaps the 2-2 tie. 54.3 seconds to go in regulation. And he gives Detroit a 3-2 lead.
Ken Cowell on WXYT in Detroit. And for the third time this season, Marian Hossa scored a tie-breaking goal in the final 2 minutes of a game. One game later, Hossa scored again to become the 8th player in league annals to score 40 goals in a season for 3 different teams. Dallas defenseman Trevor Daley knows how to score clutch goals.
And here come the Stars. Fabian Brunstrom, he hasn't done that yet this year. Modano slicing through. In front to Daley, scores!
Ralph Strangis, the call on WBAP News Talk 820 in Dallas as Daley's overtime tally lifted the Stars over St. Louis 5-4. Daley is now the only defenseman in franchise history, Dallas or when the Stars were in Minnesota, to score 2 overtime goals in the same season. Montreal clinched a playoff berth by going to overtime against Boston, but then a wily old veteran etched his name in the record book.
Bergeron right circle, feeds it in front, Recchi scores! Mark Recchi on the tip, his second of the game, wins it in OT, 5-4.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Mark Recchi's game winner was the difference, and at 41 years, 67 days, made Recchi the oldest player ever to score an overtime goal. Youth is also being served in the NHL.
Zednik gave it away to Reisner. He's got Perrin and Bogosian with him. 3-on-2 break Atlanta into the zone. It's Bogosian for Reisner. Reisner scores! Bogosian, shorthanded goal. It's 2-1 Atlanta.
A shorthanded goal to go along with an earlier power play goal for Thrashers rookie defenseman Zach Bogosian. Dan Kamal, the call on WCNN AM 680 The Fan in Atlanta. At 18 years, 268 days, Bogosian is the youngest player to score a power play goal and a shorty in the same game, eclipsing Trevor Linden's mark by 53 days. Lastly, a couple of franchise firsts when Carolina and the Islanders got together. Hurricanes fans could celebrate Eric Staal's 4th hat trick of the season, the first time that's happened for Carolina or when the team was in Hartford. It was part of a 9-0 whitewashing of the Islanders, the largest margin of defeat in franchise history. Chuck Caton had the call on the Hurricanes radio network.
Now Pickett at his own line, works it over to Anton Babchuk, a clearing pass off the left wing. Cole fields it off the bench boards, now starts in. Around Gervais, boring and angle, he sent it to Staal. He shoots, he scores! The hat trick, and Eric Cole made a beautiful play to cup it to him. He seemed to have fire in his eyes as he broke around Gervais. It's 6-0.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.